Well, hello and welcome to Ambi Long Today, the new podcast series that I have on for you. I know it's been a really long time in between and a lot has happened. I know we've all been through COVID and hopefully for good on the other side. And I myself have been through quite a Job period and I hopefully too am coming out the other side. But I just want you to know that I have read all your messages on Insight Timer, for those of you that know me from Insight Timer, about Christian meditation, and also for those that listen to the podcast. So I'm just so pleased to be back and to be able to spread the word, evangelize, and share the gospel with you and give testimony to experiences that hopefully will encourage you to look up, because I know it's a difficult world, it's a malevolent world, but we are able to remain benevolent, especially if we read the word and hold on to Christ and the Holy Spirit and, of course, God. We will be discussing things like Ephesians and also the fruits of the Spirit, which I was going to do on Insight, but I will discuss here, and also the Beatitudes as well. But I will also be hopefully having interviews with people that have had really interesting journeys that may help those that are new to Christianity to understand what it means. And, you know, none of us are perfect, and a lot of us were holding on to ideals that were not healthy at all, or living lives that we thought were okay, but really we're putting ourselves first and trying to control everything and you know, searching in areas for to fill a space that I believe only Jesus can fill. So I hope that in this new time that we are sharing together, that I can really pray for you. I will always ask you, encourage you to pray and ask for prayer. I am on the Bible app. If you want to join, we have prayer and we have Bible studies on there too. And we just encourage each other on there as well. And good news, I am setting up a website and it's almost ready. And on there, I will have I'll have free pastoral care if anyone ever needs, and I will have a prayer forum for everyone to connect there as well. And also I'll be hosting courses at certain times of the year. I am currently studying at uni. I am following a new purpose in becoming a marine biologist. Excuse that joke, but I just realized what I was saying as I said it. So anyway. But that is something that I'm focusing on, but I will always be evangelizing. It's my number one calling on this earth while I'm here, and the harvest is ripe, and I really believe we're in end time. So not to be scared, but to know that we are loved and to love others as we are loved, and, you know, not fall into that pit of darkness, or realize if we're feeling anxious that Christ is the key to joy and peace within our spirit. Honestly, we need him and we need the word and we need each other to get through, because the times at the moment are really, really interesting. That's a good word for it. But there are also signs that are pointing to certain events. So I want you to know that you're not alone and that I love you. And I know Christ loves you. God loves you infinitely more. And you have the support of our counselor, the Holy Spirit. And I'll also go into my Messianic Jew background as well, because I really believe that having the gift of knowing the Old and the New Testaments, I can really join some dots there, and it just reassures and reconfirms to me that Christ is the Messiah. And the evidence worldwide, I know that literature, that there are at least 5,000 records documenting Christ around the time that he was alive and just after he passed. That's more than any other person in history. He is real. He was here. and there is a life to come, and you can have that too. So I pray that you can find a local church, but if you don't feel confident or safe about that at the moment, I'm here, and I know there are plenty of other good Christians on YouTube that you can search or Google, and, you know, you'll find the one that resonates. I always say, you know, anything in life, anything. It's like going, you know, you just say you drink coffee and you go to one coffee shop and the coffee is terrible. You don't go back. You just keep going until you find the right one. Or even with your tribe, you know, sometimes there'll be times as a Christian that can feel lonely or isolating because you're drifting away from the old and you're a new person in Christ when you receive him. So feel encouraged that we're aware of that, and we experience these things too. On the website, I will have courses that are Christian-based, and there will never be a fee for those. I will always leave a little tithe thing on there somewhere. Tithe if it's on your heart. I would never coerce anyone to give me money for anything. I will only ask if it's on your heart, or, you know, you can give in other ways in life, and it doesn't have to be directly with me. But I would really appreciate you liking podcasts or things that I do, and I may probably be doing vlogs too down the track. Side note, I'm having some tests done health-wise, and yes, just because we have health issues here doesn't mean that, you know, we're not good Christians. We all go through stuff here. It's a broken world. But we're very blessed to have people who are gifted, and that's part of the reason I've been away, but not all of it. Anyway, I was a creative before I went into working for the Lord, and many people have asked that I teach them how to do that successfully. So those kinds of courses will be charged, but also I am a counsellor and a pastoral counsellor as well, and coach. So if you want one-on-one work, well, there'll be a fee involved, but if it's for actual pastoral care, again, I will never ask for anything other than that you find peace in your spirit. And tithe if you will. And perhaps we'll talk about tithing another time, not today, because this is the first podcast for a while. And I prefer to be focusing on him. And just know, I'm just looking at right now, it says 2 Chronicles 15:7, but you be strong, don't let your hands be slack, for your work will be rewarded. And again, Luke 11:9, I tell you, keep asking and it will be given to you, keep seeking and you will find, keep knocking and it will be opened to you. Now remember, this is about our best that God wants for us. So if it's in alignment with him and the desires of our heart are in alignment with his will and for us, of course. But if it's not, and it's not going to be good for us, that's also a prayer answered sometimes. And what else have I got? Yeah. And let your light shine before men and women, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Anyway, that's it for today or tonight. It's a short podcast this evening. However, just know I'll be here each week, and in the meantime, working behind the scenes and getting this webcast and website and all the other good stuff happening to share the good news and help you on the road and to get back on the mark. Remember, there's no condemnation in Christ, and he is the light of the world, and we need to shine our light before others, because when they see that, they want that too. Some incredible miracles happen for all of us every day, and sometimes we may not even realize. So I always say it's good to be still, let God do the work that he needs to do. We do good. We do because we are loved, not because we are made to. like any good relationship, we want to be in reciprocal kind of communion where we're working toward a common goal and trust that we are loved. Okay, well, it's been great to be back, and it is great to be back, and I'll catch you next week, okay? And take care. God bless you. Praying for an amazing week. A week and a new month of gratitude and the new Hebrew calendar, the new year of doors opening and an inhabitation, a good one, of good things. So stay tuned. And you know what? I love you. And as I always say, but He loves you infinitely more. Remember that.